In a world of conflicting values, where questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Join us now for the Word for Life, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church and hosted by Pastor Greg Huffman, as he shares the truth for the day.
Good morning and welcome back to the Word for Life radio ministry. I'm Pastor Huffman. Thank you for taking the time to join us this morning. Wherever you are, maybe getting kids ready for school, or might be in the car, maybe already at work, thank you for choosing to join us. You've got many choices, but I appreciate you being with us today. We've been talking about making memories with your grandchildren before you lose your memory. And last time we were discussing how to transfer what you believe to be most important with your grandchildren. We said, first of all, your presence, P-R-E-S-E-N-C-E, is most important. More important than any financial presents that you may give them, although those are important, but being there for their special times or their crises, or even if you don't know what to say. Remember we were talking about that? And then we ended the program last night by talking about our discussions. Our discussions. And we mentioned that each discussion that you have doesn't have to end with a conclusion. It's not like you're preaching a message and you got 3 points and a poem and then you've got a conclusion and you're going to give the invitation. That's not the way you talk to teenagers. Give them something important to consider in the future. Give them something to chew on, something to pray over, maybe a study. Give them a couple of verses to consider and study. For instance, the areas that you are probably wanting to share are, what are your personal values? Personal values. And as we are wanting to share these personal values, things maybe that we want to be remembered for, Warren Wiersbe once said, life is built on character, but character is built on decisions. And so you may want to share with your grandchildren some very important decisions that you made in your life. Possibly you may want to share decisions that you made that you're not proud about, things that you did that were foolish, and the consequences that you reaped. But helping you to develop your character built on decisions, that will open up the conversation of their decisions and their character. Now, another question that would be great to ask is, if you had no fear of failure, what would you attempt to do? That's a great question. If you had no fear of failure, what would you attempt to do? See, that opens up their heart. What would you just love to do? Now, sometimes kind of caused a laugh. I was asking one of my grandchildren what he would love to do, and he said, travel the world. I said, oh, well, how would you finance that? He said, oh, I don't know. Okay, well, let's think a little bit more on that. But what would you love to do? Well, travel the world. But you see, we need to be talking about impacting their lives for God. How could that work in? Or here's another one. On what personal ability should they begin to really focus their attention and dedication? What personal ability do they have that they really enjoy? Is it music? Is it drama? Is it art? Is it communication? Is it teaching? Is it research? What is it? What personal ability should they begin to really focus their attention and their dedication on? And then understanding what it is, then giving them some counsel about, have you talked to anybody that's involved in that kind of work, involved in that kind of occupation or dedication, and maybe even lining up appointments for them to talk to people about it. Or number four, what's the best venue for you to develop and use your skills for the Lord? The best venue, the best place to use that. And see, you start with questions. Questions. As you're discussing anything, just ask them, well, why do you think that? Or what do your friends say about this topic? Boy, that will open up your mind of understanding when you understand what their friends are saying about this topic? Or how about this? Has anything happened in your life that makes you feel this way? See, many times they have baggage that caused them to have a new agenda. If you don't understand that, you won't understand them. And so you simply say, is there anything that's happened in your life that's made you to think this way or feel this way? How about this? Do your parents know this about you? Or have you been afraid to share these thoughts with them or with others? Now, don't talk in long lectures. Just ask a lot of questions and then listen. The Apostle Paul put it this way, having so fond an affection for you, we were well pleased to impart to you not only the gospel of God, but also our own lives. Our own lives. Philippians 2, verses 17 and 18. Yea, and if I be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all. For the same cause also do you joy and rejoice with me. See, Warren Wiersbe is basically saying, life is not a series of ups and downs, but rather it's a sequence of delightful ins and outs. Remember the verse, God works in you and we work it out? That's in Philippians chapter 2 as well. God works in you and we work it out. I was reading a book some time ago entitled The Generation IY by Tim Elmore. And he tells a story about one of his daughters named Bethany. She was 13. And they began to notice that they were having some influence coming into their daughter's life that they weren't really excited about. So they decided to ask six women in Bethany's life, women that she thought were cool and that mom and dad respected, to be mentors for her. And he writes, it didn't take us long to choose the mentors. Next, I called each one and asked if she would invest a day in our daughter's life. If they worked outside the home, I suggested they take Bethany to work with them. In fact, they could put her to work. All I asked was that each woman would share one life message with her daughter, something that she wished someone had shared with her when she was 13. Now, he said the women were amazing. Not only did they all say yes, but they did far more than they possibly could have asked for. Said Sarah, an RN, took Bethany to a hospital maternity ward where she actually helped mothers give birth. Later that afternoon, Sarah took Bethany to a class for unwed mothers, many of them young teens who were far from ready for the responsibility of motherhood. Finally, at the end of the day, Sarah's life message for Bethany was on sexual purity, waiting for the right man before she said yes. Now, after the day they spent together, he said you can imagine how profound this message was to Bethany, much more memorable than my lecture on the subject. At the end of the article, he said, at the end of the year, we hosted a dinner and invited all the mentors to our home to say thanks. Bethany served them and ate with them. Then we migrated into the family room for a time to share about the past year, and at this point, our 13-year-old daughter sat in the middle of the room with her mentors all around. To each one, she read a personal thank you card that she had written, outlined the significant lesson that she had remembered from their time together. Needless to say, this was deeply moving for all of us. When Bethany had finished reading, I opened up the scriptures and read about how Jewish families used to give blessings to their children centuries ago. And before I could even suggest that we repeat the same act with Bethany, those women gathered around our daughter and began to speak a blessing into her life, reminding her how much they believed in her, how much they loved her, and how much potential they could see for her future. Wasn't a dry eye in the room. As the evening ended, Bethany presented each of her mentors with a gift. It was a memorable night. In fact, that year with her mentors continues to make a difference in my daughter's life. Wow. Making an impact. Making an impact. See, it's all about making memories before we're losing ours. Now, if I have young people listening to my voice this morning, do you want to have grandparents like this? Does it seem like your parents or your grandparents speak more in lectures and you've already heard those 1,000 times? Would it be easier and quicker if they were just to record their lectures and tell you what number lecture to listen to each time? You laugh about that, but you've thought about it. Or have you heard them enough that you can simply repeat them without the recording? You see, so many times we as parents and grandparents don't know how to help you. But here are some key questions for you as teenagers. Number one, have you shown your parents and grandparents an open mind and a desire to learn from their experience and wisdom? Do they see this desire in your life? Great question. Have you shown your parents and grandparents an open mind and a desire to learn? See, listening to learn and not to argue will be one of the best decisions you ever make in your formative years. Listening to learn and not to argue. You see, our generation teaches us through all of our media, challenge authority. Argue with your authorities, but not God's Word. God's Word tells us to make our life count. And for it to count, we must commit. To commit, it's going to cost something. And if you think it costs too much to live for God, try counting the cost of not living for God. Oh, that cost is deep, and it goes on for a long, long time. The last thought for you teens is, you can never stand out if all you try to do is fit in. You can never stand out if all you ever try to do is just fit in. You see, God has given you mentors, God has given you parents, and God has given you grandparents. I'll be honest with you, we don't have all the answers. We don't know how to talk to you and how to love you best, but we want to. And if we hear from you that you have a teachable spirit and not an argumentative spirit, and that you want to be open to things that God has taught them, sometimes through the hardest times of their lives, if they sense that you want to learn some wisdom so you don't have to go through the hard times and you don't have to suffer like they did, when they understand that that's your heart's desire, it'll be like Paul said, I joy and rejoice with you, and you joy and rejoice with me. I think it'd be a great idea for you to maybe get together with your grandchildren, grandparents, on the phone, or write them a long-handed letter, not an email, but they will keep a handwritten letter sent to them from grandmommy or granddaddy. They will keep those letters because they know it took you time to write them. They may even see your shaky handwriting, and they may understand that there's not much longer for them to get letters from you. And understanding that time may be short, maybe they'll listen to what God has laid on your heart to share with them. If we can be a help for you grandparents here at Brookside Baptist Church, that's why we're here. If there's anything that we can do to pray with you about your grandchildren and the legacy that you're trying to leave with them, drop us a line. Let us know how we can pray for you. That's Brookside Baptist Church, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. Address it to me, Pastor Greg Huffman, and we will join you together in prayer. If there's anything we can do to help, that's why we're here. Until the next time, my friends, God bless.
We hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. If you would like a copy of today's program, have a question we can answer, please contact us at The Word for Life, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. For more info about The Word for Life, to make a donation to help us continue this broadcast, as well as other resources for your Christian walk, visit us at www.thewordforlife.org. Thanks for listening today. Tune in again next time as we bring the Word of God to your life.